I would like to acknowledge the Gadigal peoples of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of the land which we record this podcast and pay respects to their elders past, present and emerging. I would like to extend the respect to Aboriginal peoples today listening.
You're listening to the PSA CPSU New South Wales podcast with Marianne Lettich. Today I had the opportunity to speak to three young unionists that apply to be part of the paid internship at Unions New South Wales for Union Winter. They are Mike, Carla and Michael. They had an opportunity to work throughout the whole of our union, and here are some of the things they had to say about their experience working here. I'd like to introduce three very special people that have been at the PSA. I think it's been for 2 weeks, am I right? Oh, three. That went really quick. We've got Mike, Carla and Michael. And I think you two did that on purpose so that people wouldn't get you too confused, Mike and Michael. Is that right?
Well, my first name's Carl, so it could have been Carl and
kidding.
Carla.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. All right, so you did us all a favour then.
Yep.
Okay, so look, I'll start with you, Mike, Carl. What would you like
Mike,
to
call you? Mike's good.
Okay. And this question is for everyone, really, but we'll start off with Mike. Why did you put your name down to do Unions Winter? And that's an initiative, I should tell the listeners, an initiative from Unions New South Wales, yeah?
I had some union experience back in Hong Kong. I worked with migrant workers, with the Migrant Workers Union, and now doing a law degree here in Australia sort of led me on this path towards, you know, an interest in employment law. I've done some employment law sort of sector work at a community legal centre, and I think all of those experiences together led me towards the unions movement. I just thought that learning about employment law, what better way to do that than to be involved with unions, to be speaking to members in their respective industries, and then, you know, with Unions New South Wales putting us through to the PSA, just understanding sort of how the public service works here in New South Wales, and it's been an amazing experience. But yeah, that's sort of what led me here to doing Unions Winter.
Thanks for that, Mike. Could I ask you, coming from Hong Kong, were you a union member in Hong Kong of any sort?
No, I wasn't. I think one thing that I noticed was, in terms of the comparison between Hong Kong and, you know, here in Australia, is the vibrancy of the union movement. I think generally, I might be sort of generalizing here, but the union movement is just nowhere near as vibrant or as prominent in Hong Kong as is here in Australia. My work with the migrant workers was also sort of a quick stint. It was 2 weeks, but their type of organization was very grassroots. So that in itself was also really interesting, just to see that contrast between, you know, organizing on the ground, just having meetings on the streets where, you know, these migrant workers would normally gather on their days off on Sundays, to coming to the PSA here where, you know, you've got this beautiful building, you've got, you know, a large number of members from a whole variety of industries within the public sector. So, to answer your question again, no, I haven't been part of any unions in Hong Kong.
How is the union movement, and this is because I don't really know this, and I'm assuming my colleagues here don't know either, but how is the union movement different from Australia to Hong Kong? Can they freely talk about the union, and can they join unions?
Yeah, I believe they can freely join unions. There are still quite strong unions in specifically with teachers and with certain industries, but I guess because of the politics and the political situation, there's been a lot of sort of moving parts to the union movement in Hong Kong that have, and for various political reasons, you know, it has died down a bit. There's not as much energy anymore. But I think, you know, when we're still talking about industrial issues,
yes,
they still feature as a big part of why unions exist in Hong Kong, for members to kind of come together under their specific industries and have a sort of space to be able to collectively discuss and to be collectively represented.
Thank you for sharing. That's really interesting. And it's always good to get a perspective of industrial relations in other countries as well.
Yep.
Now, Carla, you're the only female in this group.
Yes, I am.
But there was I saw a photo, a really nice photo that Unions New South Wales put up on social media with the whole group of Union Winter. So there was quite a few women, so that was good. Mm. So I guess for you, why did you want to participate in Unions Winter?
Yeah, great question. So I was really excited to be involved as I study industrial relations at university. So I'm lucky enough to have quite a bit of theoretical understanding of the role of unions, the role of the industrial relations system in Australia. I had some really fantastic professors who are very encouraging of and very pro-union, who were very much like, go out, get amongst the community. And so I was very lucky. I was told by a few friends to apply for Union Winter internship, and I was just I felt chuffed that I got it. I was so excited. And yeah, probably echoing the words of Mike, I just loved my time. Like, I've loved my time here at PSA. It's just so, in just a mere 3 weeks, you learn so much more about and like how just the absolute vast expanse that unions, what they cover, all their goals, they're so member-centred. I've been saying that to people from other unions who have been really blown away by how PSA is very like member-centred, and I was very impressed by that at basically all levels that I've seen. So yeah, I was just thrilled to be involved and actually get a proper experience.
Well, that's nice to hear, because we pride ourselves that, you know, we're a member-driven union. Mm. So that's really good that we've got three people that have had no exposure to the PSA before and coming in to do the internship that you've actually seen that. So that's really great to hear.
Yeah, it has been wonderful.
And especially from your colleagues that are doing other unions as well. So how about you, Mike? Oh, no, sorry. There I go. Michael, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, I've come from a strong union family background dating back to my grandparents.
Yep.
And I sort of have two drives of why I set out on this internship. The first one would be politically. As a student of history and international relations, I've been very concerned with the situation of the global political economy, and Australia has always been a good, strong beacon of union history. It's steeped in our history, dating back to the 50s, 30s, 40s. And I feel like Australia is a real, real strong home for the union movement. And things have dropped off a bit recently, especially with young people not as getting involved anymore. But that's why I'm here.
Can I just stop you there? Because I was going to ask this question to all of you. Why do you think young people have dropped off? Because it's easy for, you know, myself to say to you, this is why. But why, you've just mentioned it. Why do you feel young people have dropped off?
Well, I feel young people have personally dropped off because I'm only 22 years old.
Yep.
And for the majority of my adult life, I have lived with a government that's been inherently unfriendly to the union movement. And with the media dominance in this country of a certain person, it's...
You can say it. It's okay.
It
rhymes with Warlock.
It's been really a real struggle for visibility for young members in our society just in the past decade, because the last time we had a friendly government, I would have been 11 years old, and I had no insight to the world at that time of age. So I think, lack of visibility in an unfriendly government has really dropped off for young people.
Yeah.
But with the new government in place, and I think with us free interns as young people, who I'm very proud of, with each young people taking that right step to help drive the union for a stronger movement in the future, I think we can make great waves for the young people and bring back that strong union history.
Yeah. Absolutely. Can I jump in as well and say that I think for the experience, at least for a lot of university students I see and are friends with, a lot of us are in casual jobs.
Yes.
So joining a union doesn't actually feel like the best move, because many people are like, oh, I'm only going to be in this hospital or retail job to get me through uni, for example. And then after that, I'll go after my actual career. So I think it is that cost analysis where young people can barely afford rent and things like that. That cost of living plays a huge role in it, I think.
Can I ask you just to your point there, which I completely agree with. Mm-hmm. Working here now for 3 weeks, would you have a different opinion of joining your union even if you're in retail?
Absolutely, yeah. I would. I think, it's the problem is I feel like there's issues with exactly like what Michael was saying. There's huge anti-union rhetoric still. A lot of people don't really know what they're about. Like, and I'll even admit, I studied like industrial relations for the past like 3 years, and I still didn't fully grasp how awesome unions were until
into detail? They
do.
Union?
Yeah, they okay, do. Yeah. But I think it is a case of you kind of just have to be. That's why the importance of delegates, for example, too, and organizers, because when you're out with them, you see their passion and you see just how much care they have about their members, and they really open this dialogue for like, tell me what's going on in the workplace. Are you guys happy? What's going on? A great thing that was said the other day, we were just at a training day at Trades Hall in the city with all the other union interns, and one of the workers there was saying, when was the last time a boss didn't consult their workers and then made a decision? Was it a good decision? Like that kind of mentality of like, unions are so democratic, which is wonderful. And yeah, I just think it's really important to note that. I think, once young people are sold on like what it actually does for you, I think it would be the... And also, I think a lot of young people are really waking up to like how capitalism and especially neoliberalism is really damaging. Like it's for a lot of people, the future looks quite scary. So I think unions are a wonderful like antidote to that.
What about you, Mike? Did you have any comments?
No, I think everything that I would have said has just been echoed really nicely by Carla and Michael. You know, the cost of living crisis and just the changing way that the workforce and the economy is going now, you know, with not, you know, casualization of jobs, but also, you know, new emergences in things like the gig economy that really involves a lot of young people. There's an overwhelming number of young people that get involved in that type of work. So it's how we also try to address these kinds of new ways of working, new models of business. And then just to sort of, I guess, wrap it up very, really broadly. You know, we are the young people are the future of the workforce. You know, and especially with the public sector. You know, we are the future of it all. So I do believe, as my colleagues have said, it is just so important to have an exposure really early on into the unions movement.
Ah, that's great, and I'm glad that everything you've said so far is what I would have expected you to talk about. I mean, we've spent a bit of time together a few weeks ago, but I'm going to go back to you, Mike, because we sort of went through my last question with you. So I guess for you, what I find interesting is what you said early on, that you came from a political family. So you probably had a better understanding than probably most young people would have. Is that a fair statement?
That would be a fair statement. I do come from a very political family, and my father has always... I think he educated me very well on keeping an open mind in the world, and he helped guide me towards my political beliefs, but he was able to sit back and let me form my own, I do come from a strong union family, and that plays into my second part of why I'm here, because there's a drive, because my grandfather was a miner, and he was a union delegate, and... He passed away when I was about 12, 13, and he never got to see me grow up, but I feel personally, as my own personal drive right now, I think he would be very proud of who I've become and what sort of line of work that I'm going into. So,
that was very nice. And I guess, you know, everyone comes from a different background, and even myself, when I joined a union, I just knew I had to, because I always knew about it. You know, my dad was a delegate, probably not as political as what I've become, but like, you know, everyone has a different story. And thank you all for sharing that, because sometimes it's hard to tell your own story. So that was really good. You all mentioned a little bit about working with the PSA, but I would like each of you to tell us what was one specific thing that you really noticed that you wouldn't have thought a union be involved with or could support and help the membership.
Okay, great. So PSA really surprised me in like numerous ways. I think the most obvious example of ways that PSA can help its members that I was surprised by was just because the very unique nature of PSA, how it covers so many different industries across the public sector. Like, as in, for example, Mike and I were lucky enough to go to Taronga Zoo the other day. Yes. And we had no idea that they were even like a
public,
part.
Exactly. They're public servants.
Exactly.
And then, we should add to the listeners as well. So is Australian Museum,
yeah.
All the Powerhouse Museum. We've got all... I don't think they're called Sydney Living Museums anymore. I think they've changed their name. But, you know, the barracks, you know, we've also got the art gallery, state library. People don't assume that that is the public service. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so we were there the other day and I just remember, again, being so amazed by, like, the level of care and support. I think what really shone through for me was all of the delegates and workers here, and particularly in this building, in this very building, there's just such a duty of care, I noticed, as in every organizer I was out with was like, please do not feel afraid to contact me if you have any sort of issues, like even if it's just advice for things. And that was even noticeable way down in the member support center. Like the callers, like the team down there are phenomenal with what they deal with, like because they get so many different inquiries, their level of knowledge is off the charts, like, and they're really happy to help. That's the whole thing. It's like this really incredible sense of making sure that members are being supported, feel safe, and feel heard. And I think that's what really shone through to me, was just like at every level, because of the same thing, the contrast to Taronga. I went out with organizers to community corrections, and that was just an incredibly different vibe. But those admin workers are so essential.
Like, oh, absolutely.
They keep our community safe. That's literally what like shone through to me. And similar thing, they were like their resolve, their resilience was fantastic to see. And so similar thing, I think it was just wonderful to see like how much organizers remembered people, how many, the delegates were, their passion and care about their fellow worker was just incredible. So yeah. Oh,
thank you. How about you, Michael?
Well, so far I've felt very at home at the PSA. Just the people and the culture, I feel at home. I feel, as a young person, I feel liberated.
Oh, that's great.
To be able to be the best self, be my best self. But yeah, I think it's also a very good wide range of diversity at the PSA, because we cover white-collar workers and we cover blue-collar workers. And I feel... the PSA has done an amazing job in its long history in keeping the public sector and their workers' rights essential to the union movement in Australia, because, well, they run the country.
Yep.
All the way from correctional officers to, admins, IT, essential, et cetera.
Yeah.
And the thing I found the toughest, actually, was when I went out with the union organisers and I was listening to a lot of member concerns, you just want to go above and beyond to help people. And you can't always achieve what you want to achieve. But yeah, it does scratch that part of my brain of wanting to just really help our members, to help people have a safe and fostering work environment.
Yeah. Yeah, I think most people, when they come to work for a union, is exactly that reason, because we all want to help. You know, especially when there's injustices. And, you know, it could be something big and it could be something small that someone would even think, oh, should I even ring the union for that? So, yeah, that resonates really well with me too, Michael. How about you, Mike?
I think, again, both Carlo and Michael have basically covered a lot of the points. But I think one thing that's been really prominent that I want to touch on that Carla mentioned was just how passionate the organizers have been, especially the ones that I've been out with. And what's really surprised me is the level of expertise they have, given that they have come from their respective fields that they now organize in. So I've been out with Kim, who used to be a prison officer, and now, I mean, she's done a lot of work with correctional officers, and just the level of expertise and knowledge and the relationships that they've built up has been amazing to see. And then with this visit to Taronga Zoo with Claudia, I was surprised to know that this was actually actually a secondment that was done, you know, with...
Well, you
with
went Toronto into her Zoo. Workplace.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, pretty yeah. much. And just that just goes to show the passion and the level of knowledge that organizers have. So when they talk to members, they know exactly what their issues are because they themselves... have yes. probably experienced that, and they've had long esteemed careers in their respective fields to be able to resonate and to be able to then go to a union like the PSA and then, you know, take it up, you know, from being a delegate before to now being an organizer and fighting for, you know, those very issues that they once faced at their workplace. So yeah. That's something that really sort of surprised me.
Oh, that's great. To finish up, I'm going to ask each of you to tell me, how would you... not just a young person, but why should someone join the union?
There's so many reasons to join a union is what has really been kind of felt like and very much affirmed over the last few weeks for me. I don't even know where to begin. But really, I think one of the biggest reasons is there's just power in numbers. I think that's one of the most important things to remember is like the whole reason why collective action works is because say if you're even up against a big employer,
yeah.
like if you just have the whole workforce goes on a strike, for example, like the action that they can take is huge. And I just think it's that wonderful feeling of actually having a sense of community, having a sense of care. So you have a union you can always turn to. I've learned a lot over the last few weeks. A lot of people try and join the union when they face a problem, but I think it goes so much beyond that. You should join because before you even have a problem, as in because there's so much that the union can do for you. So for example, when we were going around with organisers, the great news of the 4% pay rise is just so excellent. And we know that PSA is going to continue to fight for even more like pay rises and like they're scrapping the wage cap, which is incredible. So there's so much going on behind the scenes, I think, too, that people don't realise that unions do. So it goes from beyond just dealing with members' everyday needs and requests to ensuring that they're working away at campaigns and like really important aspects that are going to make the conditions for everyone better. Like even a really good example is like going back to Taronga for a second, sitting in that workplace meeting, basically the union meeting, and someone raised that there's an issue with raincoats, which is such a niche thing, but it was also, it affected basically every single keeper there. They were all like, oh, like, can I swear on this podcast? Is that okay?
Go for it.
Yeah, great. They were kind of like, for fuck's sake, we've been trying to get good quality raincoats for the last decade and Taronga hasn't done, not to shade Taronga, but I'm going to, and Taronga hasn't done anything about it. And all these lovely keepers who care so intensely about the animals they take care of are getting drenched and they come back from shift and they're getting sick because they've been like, so it's just like simple stuff like that that gets raised that I think ordinarily management could just go, oh, well, sucks to suck. Like we won't do anything about it. But if you have a bunch of members who are working together, have that space to have that dialogue, which is essentially what a union is, you have way better chances of actually getting stuff done. And I think, so yeah, the collective action, I think the sense of community, the sense of relief as well, because unions come with a lot of benefits, like as we know now, like the fact that they have ambulance cover for your family is like incredible. There's discounts that you can also come into. PSA in particular is wonderful for they offer training here a lot. That's what I was really surprised by, is a lot of industries can come here to hold their training and to hold very significant weeks. Like I know they have a women's community, they have the Indigenous community, which is like so good. So there's all these great things that the union are doing. And sorry, my final thought is I just love how progressive unions are. I politically also am very progressive, and it's just wonderful to see the unions taking leadership on things like the Yes 23 vote, like the campaign for that. It's wonderful to see just them not only upholding workers' rights but really going for supporting people in every facet of their life.
Well, unions, from the history of unions, we've been behind major things for not just decades but centuries.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
We do have members that get upset and think that we shouldn't, it's not union business, but it actually is union business.
I completely agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had the same problem when it was the yes vote for marriage equality. Mm-hmm. Not big, I've got to be honest, like there were a few, but that is union business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Michael, I can see you're dying to say something.
Well, so other than all the reasons that Carla has just pointed out, to add on to it, I feel a good, strong sense of community here at the PSA. and in the union, because it is a comfortable environment to be, well, your best self. The workers' right battle has always been a uphill battle for society as a whole throughout all of history. I mean, the reason, fact that we have child labour laws put in place means without them, people will exploit children
yes.
to get a profit. So I feel that members, people should join a union, because not only are we one of the only few people in this world who do actually genuinely care about you, but it's a strong sense of community. You will be joining a group of people that you've always been able to relate to, and that is the working class people. And what I imagine when I think of a union member is I imagine my grandfather with beer in one hand, barbecue tongs in the other, giving good advice out to everyone at a picket line or a just, you know, friendly barbecue. Unions are strongly tied to the community, and it is built by the community, and we care for the community.
Exactly. Very well said. You're the last one, Mike.
Oh, it's always so hard to follow. But I think, yeah, I just agree with everything that my colleagues have just said. But really also, you know, why you should join a union would be, besides being able to address problems, issues that members may have individually, there is this just, as Carla and Michael have both mentioned, there is strength in numbers. And, you know, with that, the struggle to still for fighting for, you know, the very essential sort of basic things, like a safe workplace. I think, you know, at the end of the day, everyone should be able to feel safe and, you know, welcomed, and just to be able to do their jobs safely without fear for any sort of whether something might go wrong or, and then where the union steps in is, you know, that having some sort of, you know, safety and protection, knowing that you can do your job safely and well. And that, I mean, that to me is just so important, that members and anyone in the workforce should feel like they can do their jobs well and safe, and sort of when issues do come up collectively, union can individually a union can address those issues, but also collectively we can come together, you know, come together with one voice and fight for change and for betterment of conditions, entitlements. So yeah, I think a union is just so essential to a workforce and to the labor force as a whole.
Well, thank you very much. Now, I did throw you all in the deep end to do a podcast, and a lot of people just look at me going, I can't believe she's going to ask this. But this was a really good podcast, because it's really important for young people, if they're listening, to hear their peers and hear how you feel. And it's encouraging for the union movement to see young people wanting to get involved. And I would encourage, if anyone out there is listening, Unions New South Wales also do Union Summer. So we'll put out information anyway when that comes up anyway, and we'll talk about that at another time. But I really commend you all for putting your hand up and getting involved. And I'm sure we will be working with you in the near future on other things. But I wish you all the best, and we'd have loved having you here at the PSA.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Marianne.
Okay, thanks. For those listeners that would be interested in joining the program, Union Summer applications will be open in mid-October. So if you are interested, visit www.unionsnewsouthwales.org.au. Also remember, you can always visit PSA's website for more information about your union, and that is www.psa.asn.au.